Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Larry Richard with Anchorman Paul Rasmussen as we get ready for Steeler game number 3. Let's see, I got some great music for that.
As the Pittsburgh Steelers get ready to head to New England to face the Patriots, we welcome broadcast legend, Hall of Famer, Bill Hillgrove, who you can see on our live stream at KDKRadio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company. Bill, good morning.
And that's a pretty good John Facenda, Larry. Have you considered using your voice for things like films?
Maybe someday, Bill. Yeah, I used to love it. For those that don't know, John Facenda was this legendary voice. He actually passed away over 40 years ago, but they still use his stuff. It's actually remarkable.
You know, Larry, if you wouldn't mind, just for fun, do the autumn wind is a pirate thing.
The autumn wind is a pirate.
I remember after he passed away, Bill, Myron Cope had Steve Sable, whose father, Ed, started NFL Films. So Myron had him on the show. He said, "Ha, Steve, how are you going to replace John Facenda?" And Steve said, "Well, you can never replace John, but we obviously have to get some voices." So it ended up being Harry Callis from Philadelphia, where Steve and Ed were from, and then a guy named Jeff Kay from Buffalo. So they did it for many, many years. Little trivia there for you.
I was privileged to do one.
I remember that.
When I had just started back in the 90s, as the play-by-play voice, they asked me to do one of the highlight films. And it was an interesting process, Larry, because, you know, I sat at my computer with the broadcast microphone capability and all of those things that you need. And they were back at they were in Mount Holly or somewhere. In
Mount
New
Laurel,
Jersey.
New Jersey, across the river Mount from
Laurel.
Philly. Yeah.
Yeah, and it was a great experience, but I think they decided that between my voice narrating and my voice on the plays,
that's
it
exactly
was too
right.
much me. Mm.
Well, no, that, yeah, so, they wanted a contrast, and so then it became me. So you and I, for many, many years, have actually been a part of those great highlight films that NFL Films puts together. So that's pretty cool for me, I could tell you that, Bill.
Yeah, well, they do a great job, and it's compelling video, compelling audio. They really do a special job.
And that was long before all the social media where everybody can get instant gratification on that.
Well, I mean, that was the highlight of the week if you got to see an NFL Films presentation on your local TV station. And I'll say this, I think the Sables did for NFL Films what Rune Arledge did for Monday Night Football. They were breakthrough. They were trailblazers. Well,
just like the music we played, they commissioned this orchestra to make these really dramatic beds that they would play the highlights over.
The Pittsburgh Steelers.
I love that. Did more to create the image of the game than anything else. It was great. Loved it. All right, let's talk about the game. First of all, Bill, before we look ahead to week three in New England, how do you dissect what you saw and a disappointing end to a great home opener?
Is the defense suffering from a lack of communication? That's not the same defense that it should be. They're too talented to allow the kind of yardage that they're allowing, especially on the ground. They got to fix that. Is it communication? Well, that's up for the coaches to decide. But as an observer now, it's not much fun to watch. And hopefully it changes. And, you know, I know they've had injuries and they have to plug in people here and there. But what I saw from Jack Sawyer was very promising. I was warned by my grandson, Jack, who covers Ohio State more than occasionally, that Jack Sawyer is a beast. That was his words. And so far, I like what I see.
Yeah, he got his first NFL sack on Sunday. And then Mike Tomlin addressed the questions about the defense.
Collective cohesion. We all better get better, not only us, but everybody in the National Football League. I see a lot of that on a lot of our tapes. Not to seek or to provide comfort. It's just the reality of why get better and physical work is so important, particularly at the early stages of the season.
Whatever that meant, I think they need to do better.
Well, at least he didn't say September football. You know, we've heard that a few times. But, you know, it's important for them to get off to a good start for the season, and that was a setback against Seattle. Seattle's a good football team, but not as good as the Steelers made them look, at least in my opinion. And, you know, now you cast a new light on the division. It was supposed to be Baltimore followed by the Bengals and then Pittsburgh. And now the Bengals are dealing with that catastrophic injury to Joe Burrow and half a quarterback problem. And, you know, Baltimore just – you know, they lose games that they shouldn't. And that one they lost in Buffalo was a classic. I went to bed, and I woke up the next morning. I couldn't believe the final score that the Bills had come back. 16 points made up in the last, 4 minutes of play?
Incredible.
That shouldn't happen.
The odds were, I think, 99% that Baltimore would win the game when they had that lead going in that late. By the way, Aaron Rodgers told everyone to take it easy.
No, it's week two. Come on now. Come on.
It's week two, man. Come on. Come on. That said, how did the Steelers match up against the revitalized Patriots with Mike Vrabel, former Steeler linebacker, as their head coach?
I'm sure he knows especially that 3-4 scheme very well, and they'll be very well prepared to try to handle that. The Steelers are a slight favorite. They're going to have to play a much more solid game than we've seen so far. And that includes the Jets game. You know, that had its flaws as well. Fortunately, they came out on the right end, but it still doesn't mask the fact that you've got to work on problems, and that's what they have to do. So let's see how it plays out. And I'll be watching from afar. Instead of being in the booth, I'm like most other Steelers fans, yelling at the TV set.
Right, Bill.
Sometimes saying words that I hadn't said for 30 years. I'm only kidding.
You know, though, Bill, you've seen a lot of this, what I'm about to share. Since 2007, the Steelers have lost back-to-back games only 9 times. This is not something that they do very often. We've got that working for us going to Foxborough.
That's a good point, Paul, and I think it's something to hang your hat on. And I think Mike Tomlin does a good job in bouncing back and getting them focused on the next game. And I think that's so important. You know, seize the day because it's not going to happen again.
That said, just a quick finale note on the backyard brawl. You were there. I was there. Very disappointing. And when they were down by 11, the Panthers, climbed back in, then took a 10-point lead. You thought they got this, and this loss in overtime let the air out of the Panther fans faithful. They are off this week, so they get an extra week to soak in it. But how do you assess this Panther team?
Well, it's really tough. I didn't particularly care for the Eli Holstein that I saw in that game. He seemed to have happy feet. He overthrew two touchdown passes early in the game that could have made a big difference. You tip your hat to West Virginia. They played 60 minutes and the Panthers did not, and that was a result. You have to live with it now for, 3 years until they resume the series. But as we said going in, throw out the records, throw out the spread. It's the backyard brawl, and it can take on its own life every single time. And it, unfortunately, from the Pitt standpoint, it took on that life. And I couldn't wait to get out of Morgantown.
Yeah, and now they have to wait 3 years. But the good news is, on Friday, they announced an extension of the series that'll take it well into the 30s. So we'll see more of that later. Bill, have a great weekend, and catch up with you next week.
All right, Larry, Paul, thank you. Have a good one.
Legendary Bill Hillgrove. I love it.
You know, that comment he made, I couldn't wait to get out of Morgantown. You could write a song about that.
Well, believe me. I can't say anything of what was shared with me.
So, I am.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's trending, T?
Oh, we know. We all know. It's been all over the news. Everyone's talking about it. Jimmy Kimmel.
This will be one of the biggest discussion points for talk shows, including our own. I'm sure Marty Griffin and Colin Dunlap will weigh in, along with Rob Pratt tonight, or Michael Bartley. Yeah, so here's what happened. Monday night on Jimmy Kimmel's show, part of his monologue, he said this, 13 seconds.
He hit some new lows over the weekend with the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points from it.
That sentence got Jimmy Kimmel, it doesn't say how long, indefinitely canceled. They pulled the show last night.
Correct.
From ABC.
Yes, but they are also, let's also make sure we let our listeners know that Jimmy Kimmel also sent a tweet out on social media sending his condolences to the Kirk family and how horrible this was for something like this to happen. So he did send a tweet out before making this announcement on his show.
Well, the announcement wasn't directed towards Charlie Kirk.
Correct.
It was directed toward the leaders of the Republican Party.
Exactly. He was making a reference to MAGA as if...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
He's saying that this person responsible was from the MAGA gang is what he basically called them. But to see and hear something like this happen, people on social media are up with, some people don't think Jimmy Kimmel is funny at all. Some people really like him. I mean, that's just how these things go. But this is a very, very slippery slope that we're going to go down. We're going to have to go down because it goes back and forth, right? One person says this, another person says this. How do you determine overall what is offensive to whom and how we handle that moving forward? It's just, it's a very slippery slope.
Yeah, the late night talk shows, and full disclosure, I haven't watched any in 24 years. A lot has changed because of this morning show. All of them have become this, you know, pulpit for their monologues to pick on, you know, the politicians.
Correct.
Particularly Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't like it. I'm sure you wouldn't like it if someone was hammering you every day. So he's found a way. So Stephen Colbert's going off the air at the end of this year. Jimmy Kimmel, who knows if he comes back. And the president said there are two others he'd like to see go too.
Absolutely.
So
my question is this. When do we hold everyone responsible for what they say, coming from the top to the bottom? When does that happen? It seems to me that if the topic or conversation isn't what the administration wants to hear or like, then we cancel. But the same party is against cancel culture in general. I mean, we could go on. There are a number of people that have talk shows who've said horrible things over the last several years, starting with George Floyd, that are still currently employed. How do we decipher what you say is not worse, is not as worse as something? If I were to say something, how do we distinguish what's better or what's worse?
That's going to be the conversation.
Exactly.
Free speech.
But
who decides?
Exactly. So what's free speech to you is going to be different. But
here's the other part. There is a federal communications company, or not company, agency that works for the government that is to oversee certain broadcast facilities, including our own.
Correct.
So if they weigh in, which I think they did, because the chairman said, you know, he made a pretty bold statement, and we'll share that with you coming up. So who, to your point, who decides? Now, what Jimmy Kimmel said wasn't funny. I don't think it was funny to anybody.
Right, correct. No,
but
not at all.
It wasn't a joke, like part of a monologue.
But I get that, Larry. But this is the thing. It wasn't funny. However, there have been people who have said things on the radio station for years. I don't think,
or TV.
There's a one person that.
So who decides?
I don't like what they say, but how do you?
I don't
decide?
Like what a lot of people say.
Exactly, but the president has said he was going after Kimmel before.
Yeah,
this
he
isn't
did.
New.
No,
he said this before, but. How do we determine? It's a very, very slippery slope that we're going down. And I am afraid, and I'm going to say it again, I am afraid.
Full disclosure, many politicians have said a lot worse and have no accountability for what they say. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. Yesterday, the tragedy in York County, how it's being portrayed nationally from CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
Three police officers were fatally shot and two were critically wounded in York County, Pennsylvania on Wednesday afternoon. The officers were following up on an investigation authorities describe as domestic in nature.
Our hearts and prayers go out to them, to the families of the deceased, and the families of those officers who were wounded. There are simply no words that I can offer to assuage the grief that this community has experienced and unfortunately will continue to experience.
Officials say the incident remains under investigation, but the public is not in danger.
I can confirm that the shooter is dead.
Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro expressed condolences to the families of the officers shot.
This is an absolutely tragic and devastating day for York County and for the entire Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
The governor said the incident is a wake-up call, not only for Pennsylvania, but for society.
This kind of violence isn't okay. We need to do better as a society. We need to help the people who think that picking up a gun, picking up a weapon is the answer to resolving disputes. We need to do better when it comes to mental health.
Doctors say the injured officers remain in critical but stable condition. Bradley Blackburn, CBS News.
And we have new information out of York County this morning, Larry, about what happened at the scene of this shooting, a farmhouse and a farm itself. A woman had told police on Tuesday her ex-boyfriend was stalking the residents. And so Northern York County Regional Police had an arrest warrant and a restraining order that they were going to take to the same place yesterday when this all happened. And one report indicates the shooter was dressed in camouflage and was hiding in a cornfield when he fired and killed the three officers and then moved toward the farmhouse, and that's when the other two officers were injured. How about that?
So if you have seen the video of the police cars that were gathered, it's literally along a country road in a cornfield. He was apparently hidden in there and ambush the officers.
Yeah, it's just terrible. These two wounded officers are in critical, stable condition. They're at Wellspan York Hospital. By the way, Larry, this is not the first time they've had a tragic death in York County. They had the three people yesterday, and it's four total in the line of duty there this year. West York Borough Police Officer Andrew Duarte was killed back in February responding to a shooting with hostages at UPMC Memorial Hospital.
And this is, for the police officers in Pennsylvania, one of the worst losses in our history.
Yeah, it's terrible.
So we'll keep you posted. There's not a whole lot more to add.
I think that the thing that got to me the most was I saw some video of them bringing the officers' bodies to the coroner's office and how they lined the streets in the community and, you know, paid their respects from the community, the different law enforcement agencies and first responders and just residents who care about what happened.
And I hope this gets the proper attention because of the tragedy and also the fact that the second wave is when you find out who the individuals are, who these officers were, their family members, what they leave behind.
Yeah, we're still waiting to hear about each of those officers, which law enforcement agency they were with. Also not named is the shooter, who's now dead.
We need to do better as a society.
That's Governor Josh Shapiro in York County yesterday after three police officers were gunned down and two more critically injured. They were ambushed trying to serve a warrant and a protection order.
Not a lot to say at this point until we know the police officers' identities and families, but it's really hard to take, especially coming off of a hate summit here in Pittsburgh. You know, that wraps up today and then this.
Yeah. And we had some new information we passed along a few minutes ago from York County, and we'll repeat that in our 9 o'clock news.
With the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points from
it. And for those comments, ABC has decided to preempt indefinitely Jimmy Kimmel Live.
He made those comments during his monologue Monday night. And over the course of the next 36 hours, they made a decision to preempt the show, again, as you pointed out, indefinitely starting last night.
Yes, two group owners with dozens of stations in some of the largest TV markets in the country decided they weren't going to carry Jimmy Kimmel Live and Kimmel Live, and they told the network about it. And then we got the announcement from the network last night. The Patriots are next for the Steelers at Foxborough.
We've got to be better. We've got to strategize better. We've got to play better. We've got to divide the labor up a little better. Some of that's been challenging with some of the attrition, but that's what we're paid to do, and I'm excited about addressing it this week.
Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin getting ready for week three. The Steelers are 1-1, and after that, they will go to Dublin, Ireland to play the Vikings at Croke Park Stadium. So they'd love to be going with a win and the wind behind them.
Yes, and my research shows this morning that the Steelers, in the time that Mike Tomlin's been their head coach, have lost back-to-back games only 9 times in almost 20 years.
That's actually pretty remarkable, isn't when you it, think though, about man? It. All right, Paul, thanks.
It was a mixed day on Wall Street Wednesday as investors digested the highly anticipated Fed rate cut. The Dow added 260 points. The Nasdaq dropped 72. S&P slid 6 points. The Federal Reserve voted to cut its key interest rate by a quarter of a percentage point, the first rate cut since December. That will bring down the cost of borrowing. Fed Chair Jerome Powell pointed largely to the cooling labor market for the decision. The Fed signaled it could cut interest rates 2 more times this year, but just once next year. Meta unveiled new AI-infused smart glasses with a display built into the lens. It can be controlled through a wristband, allowing users to interact with maps and messages without looking down at their phone screen. The display glasses also feature live captioning and translation for better communication. They go on sale at the end of the month. And National Cheeseburger Day is upon us, delivering meals with deals. McDonald's offers up a 50-cent double cheeseburger through the app. Burger King loyalty members can get a free bacon cheeseburger with any $1 purchase. Cheese sliders at White Castle are buy one, get one free. That's your CBS Money Watch report for this Thursday morning. I'm Jesse Mitchell, CBS News, New York.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.